Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We are gathered here today to tell you about a new guest appearing at Irish weddings. It's not the photographer, not the videographer, but someone hired to film the day to put on Instagram and TikTok to put the post together. They're called wedding content creators, and our reporter Maura Fay has been looking into this trend and is here now.
Hi, Maura.
So what is a wedding content creator, Maura?
So Claire, a content creator is someone whose job is to capture the candid behind the scenes footage and make weddings look instantly Instagram ready and have content ready to load on socials within hours of the vows being made. It's a small but rapidly growing industry. People I've been speaking to estimate that there are now 50 wedding content creators working in Ireland, and one of them is Niamh Carroll of Beyond the Isle. She's from Tullamore and she works in social media management. Niamh got into wedding content creation through filming bits for her friends' weddings, and now she has bookings up until 2027. She explained to me what exactly she does at weddings.
In terms of what a wedding content creator does, so I suppose we kind of blend in as a guest. Like, we're not supposed to really be seen that much throughout, like, you know, a photographer and videographer quite up there at the front. Our role, I suppose, is kind of blend in, not get in the way of them, don't be in the back of their photos and videos, and just kind of capture more behind the scenes, I suppose. Like, photographers and videographers have ways that they want you to stand and pose and do this, that and the other, whereas I'm kind of behind the scenes of that, capturing people hugging and kissing and giving each other cards and little girls and boys playing outside and, you know, people cheersing each other. It's really behind the scenes more so than staged, posed.
She also explained to me how what she does is very different from what a traditional photographer or videographer does.
So I suppose the good thing about wedding content creation is you have it back a lot quicker. Like, photographers and videographers, you could be waiting a couple of months, or even a photographer might give you little sneak peeks within 2 weeks or something. Whereas my role is essentially, so when I'm at the wedding, I will constantly be uploading whatever I've taken when I have a spare minute into a drive. So constantly having it up. And that way then, when the bride wakes up the next morning, she'll have all the raw footage ready to go within 24 hours. Some people do 48 hours, 72 hours. It depends on the wedding content creator themselves, how many weddings they have in a week. It also depends on like what kind of package you're offering. Are you just doing like a 4 hour day? Maybe you're just capturing before they go to the church. Maybe you're capturing a bit of the church. You could be doing an 8 hour day. You could be going to where they get the professional photos taken out, I don't know, in the woods or wherever they're going. And then some people like you to be there until right up to the first dance. So it really depends on what type of package you're offering. But yes, the aim of the game is to have all the footage back within 24 hours. And then depending on what package they go for, they might get one reel, two reels, three reels, short form video. I'm quite flexible when it comes to that. So whatever they prefer to get.
Sounds like a very comprehensive service, but I feel a bit stressed on behalf of the couples because it's another thing you have to think about and another thing you have to pay for. So have you been able to find out why so many couples now are keen to have a content creator at the wedding?
Well, for some couples, the appeal is very simple. They'd rather scroll through their wedding day on Instagram than dig out the DVD a couple of years later. I spoke to one bride, Sharon McCluskey from Meath. She and her partner, Conlath McAlinden, who's from Armagh, got married in Mallorca this past June. They're both based in Dubai and have considerable followings on social media. Sharon told me why it was a non-negotiable for them to have a content creator at their wedding.
I just feel like it's a lot faster than your normal traditional photographer and videographer, especially for people nowadays. I feel like they want to have content or photos back straight away so that people can get a bit of a sneak peek the next day after the wedding. And that was definitely something that I really wanted, and kind of just wanted content that wasn't superposed and staged as well on the day, just somebody that was floating around capturing a little bit of everything. And the moment that you don't feel like you're just sort of stood up, standing in front of a camera, having to pose and smile, that like all just the little candid bits. And then it's just nice to have the behind the scenes footage of everybody too, you know. But yeah, that was it was definitely a non-negotiable for us from the start. And they're actually a lot better priced than your photographer and videographer are as well.
And price comparison wise, roughly what would you say would be the difference?
Well, for us, we were pretty lucky with photographer and videographer. Photographer and videographer came as a duo together, but they were about €5,000 and the content creator was €500 for the whole day. So it's a wild difference.
That's a considerable price difference, all right. Is this something, though, that's been fueled by celebrities?
I think a lot of trends are fueled by what we see online and in magazines. And just to mention, the cost of wedding content creators can vary a lot. I've seen one wedding Irish wedding content creator charge almost €2,000 for a package that includes the creation of 4 short form videos and 1 longer form video. Also, videographers and photographers have more equipment and they have a lot more editing to do. So that probably explains the price difference a little bit. But just going back to the celebrity element, interestingly, because of Sharon's social media postings about her and Conlath's wedding, they ended up being featured in a very prominent magazine in Dubai.
We got a feature in Harper's Bazaar Arabia there last week. Yeah, that was a bit of a crazy one. They reached out to me a couple of weeks back that they were putting a feature in for Real Brides. And yeah, there was a lot of like big celebs in it as well. I think I seen Demi Lovato was in it. And there was a lot of other like big celebrities and then us little Irish folk in the middle of it. So it was deadly to see. Little coffee table book now sits at home. But yeah, they had a nice feature in that and they listed like all the vendors that we had on the day and about the dresses and the content that was captured. Actually, some of the photos that are in it were actually captured on the iPhone as well, which is mad.
And congratulations to Sharon and Conlath on their wedding. How did the traditional photographers feel about all this, about the wedding content creators, Maura?
It's a bit of a mixed bag, Claire. So some would prefer not to have a content creator there because it can lead to a duplication of shots, like the bride and groom getting ready and the wedding party getting fed up of being constantly asked to pose for photos. Others understand why people want the content creators there. Paddy Burke is a photographer. He, along with videographer Dylan Reid, have a company called My True North, which specialises in wedding photos and film. He said he's kind of on the fence about wedding content creators and thinks couples need to think carefully about when considering whether or not to have one as part of their big day, because when you have a photographer, a videographer and a content creator all trying to capture images, it can lead to a very crowded situation.
Like, I'll put it to you this way, when we're backing up the island, the couple are just married, that's a shot I suppose the content creator is kind of expected to get, but for us it's like vital. So now you have lanterns and things in the aisle, as you know from being a guest at weddings, I'm sure, and now you're turning 3 people walking backwards with 3 different focal lengths, 3 different cameras, may not get the shot if one of them knocks over something, or like, you know what I mean, something is going to happen along the way, and it becomes very, you're kind of, your heart's in your mouth about the couple. I've asked content creators and all to give me their gimbal or give me their phone for that part, so I'll take photos while I'm walking and their camera will be where they would otherwise be fighting to put it, do you know, that kind of way. And it slows down the couple's day, because every couple I talk to is like, oh, we wouldn't be big into photos now, we just want to, and I'm like, yeah, look, 20 minutes, we'll have it done. But with a content creator now, it's like, okay, you come in now and you get your shot. I think it's a waste of money for couples, to be honest, because like I said, now myself and Dylan are finding ourselves using same day content to promote ourselves. So I could be sitting down for my dinner now and I'll do up 20, 30 photos, send them to the couple while they're having their dessert, which is what essentially what the content creator would be selling. So it's putting an extra demand on me, but it's a welcome demand as well, you know, because the bride and groom now aren't on your case. And a lot of them, they think they cross the line of being a celebrity or treated like a celebrity. But I don't think they realise that, even the ones that just get it just as a bit of an extra for themselves, they don't realise that they're putting their actual images and their actual wedding video in jeopardy, and a lot of their clips in jeopardy, because these things only happen once and it's very hard to restage something, you know.
There's a reality series in this, Maura. Wedding battles on the day between the creators.
Love it.
Thank you so much. And that was Paddy Burke there, photographer Paddy Burke, ending Maura Fay's report. Back after this quick break.
To
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.